John Adams, former president of the United States, famously stated, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. Morality and virtue are the foundation of our republic and necessary for a society to be free." If that is true, Mr. Adams would be shocked to hear what Americans think about religion's influence on public life.
Here to unpack present-day issues from a biblical perspective is Janet Parshall.
According to the Pew Research Center, 80% of U.S. adults say religion's role in American life is shrinking, a percentage that's as high as it's ever been in any of their surveys. 60% of that number think this is a bad thing. According to the survey, 57% of Americans believe religion plays a positive role in public life, while only 19% have a negative view of the role of religion. The Bible reminds us that when the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. That truth has worked its way into the heart of the culture, as Pew found that about half of U.S. adults say it's very or somewhat important to them to have a president who has strong religious beliefs, even if those beliefs are different from their own. This may be why America has never elected an atheist as president. Pew also found 48% of U.S. adults say there's a great deal of or some conflict between their religious beliefs and mainstream American culture, up from 42% in 2020. 29% say they think of themselves as religious minorities, up from 24% in 2020. 41% say it's best to avoid discussing religion at all if someone disagrees with you, up from 33% in 2019. 72% of religiously unaffiliated adults, those who identify as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular, say conservative Christians have gone too far in trying to control religion in the government and public schools. 63% of Christians say the same thing about secular liberals. The Pew information provides some guidance on how we engage culturally, both in terms of evangelizing and in shaping public policy. For the believer, biblical truth and good laws go hand in hand. But for so many in our country today, there's a spiritual blindness that clouds their vision of the knowledge that the root of good government comes from concepts derived from Scripture. Governments built on secular humanism have fallen over the ages because there is no basis of governance based on transcendent truth. And when the exaltation of self supersedes the mandate for a collective good, societies collapse. We can't forget that the rights of man are rights bestowed to us by God. Caring for your neighbor, not murdering, protecting the institution of marriage, and having clear national boundaries are all biblical ideas. It's why John Adams said our government was made for a moral and religious people. And without that strong foundation, we risk fading into the shadows of history. Those are my thoughts. I'm Janet Parshall.
For more information, go to janetparshallcommentary.org or email us at janetparshallcommentary@moody.edu.